Well, let's move along then to Michael, who's calling us from Burien. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Oh, doctor, yes. rather than talking about what I was going to, you mentioned that a doctor was prescribing something for a patient, and the FDA came along and said, you can't do that, it's not approved.
That was 1957, what I was mentioning, when a doctor in Dayton, Ohio, was using Dr. Beard's remedy for cancer, namely intravenous pancreatic enzymes, and he was forced to shut down.
Well, how much of this goes on among the doctors?
Oh, quite a bit. How much of what goes on? Shutting down doctors?
Yeah, because they're using something that doesn't work.
It happens a lot, sir. Cancer
you know,
has been...
What I was thinking of, say like yourself, if you knew these doctors and they could verify this and they could all tweet Trump, and if Trump got enough of these, he might bring down the roof on the FDA.
One
and
would
I think,
hope.
Really, he could do it.
Yep, and I would hope so, sir, but unfortunately, most of these doctors are not with us anymore.
Okay.
In a couple of cases, it was depression after what happened to him, and one of them, he flat out left for Brazil. He was being persecuted so badly. That was Dr. William Koch. And when he attempted to come back in the United States, it was something like 1930 or something, in the 30s, why he was detained at the airport for about 10 days. Mm-hmm. And so he just went back to Brazil and stayed there.
No, anyways, I thought I'd give you an idea.
Thank you, sir.
But, okay, now, in soda, how much do you take for kidneys?
What are we talking about, bicarbonate of soda?
Yeah, bicarbonate.
Oh, okay. The research was on people with failing kidneys and taking a full teaspoon and dissolved in as much water as you'd like, but still a full teaspoon of bicarb at bedtime, and the kidneys failed more slowly. It didn't cure it, but it prolonged the length of time that people could live, is the point.
How much do you take?
Well, me, I don't take any. I don't have failing kidneys. But if I had failing kidneys...
I mean, half a teaspoon or what?
No, a teaspoonful, sir, in water or any liquid you'd like. Yeah. Hmm?
Okay. And I think you want to say you take it 19 minutes either before or after you eat?
Those are the pancreatic enzymes. If I want to get pancreatic enzymes into my system, I take them on an empty stomach. But the bicarb, it gets alkalinity into us whether we're eating or not. So... I must have misspoken. The pancreatic enzymes, I'll take them away from meals if I want to get them in my system. I'll take them with meals if I want to digest lunch.
Also, I have on my skin very small red dots. If you took a pencil and sharpened a pencil, the tip of it would be about the size of that dot. Or, if you looked at the other end of the pencil where the eraser is, those dots will enlarge themselves that much on my skin. What is that from?
That one I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I've seen it a lot. I always talk to people about make sure you see the dermatologist that it's not a cancer. And then, of course, there is a natural remedy for cancer. But that's another one that that doctor had to leave Australia because he came up with a way of curing skin cancer. So anyway, I'm sorry I can't tell you, sir. And... We do
I had a doctor, I told him, he was on the radio, I told him I was 39. He said people 39 start getting these kind of things. So, okay, I'll let the rest of them go for some other time. But I do thank you.
Thank you, sir.